Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. A quick news update for you guys on how Disney Plus has kind of a new login system. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. So this week, Disney has launched a brand new online service system called My Disney. So this is going to be a unified login system across all of their different platforms. So this includes Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN Plus. It also includes the ABC app, the Marvel Unlimited apps if you want to read your comic books. It also passes over onto the apps for like the Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line. Also interconnects with websites if you want to book those holidays. Shop Disney, the Disney Store, all of this kind of thing. Marvel, StarWars.com, they're all interconnected now on one username and password. So when you log into it, you've now logged into all of them, which I think is a really good system. So they've actually been doing this in a soft launch since last summer. So there's not a lot of changes for some of the stuff. It's just now that we've now got this now My Disney logo when you try to log into any of these things, making it a little bit more clear that it's your Disney account. You might have noticed when you logged into Disney Plus or Hulu, you might have been asked to maybe change your password or sort your password out. I had to do that this morning, a little orange icon next to my profile in Disney Plus just telling me to do a password change. That was because I had like one password for Disney Plus and another password for the I think it was like the Disney Cruise or something like that. So I just had to reset it. Now they're the same across all of the different apps, which I think is good. I mean, I have multiple Disney apps that I'm using, different, D23, Cruise Line, you know, if you want to book a holiday or anything like that for like Disneyland or any. So, and then you've got Hulu, ESPN. It just makes life a lot easier. Now, there are some things to be aware of with this. So this, as I said, has been going on for months. So it's nothing particularly too new. However, if you have, for example, a D23 membership that is not on the same username, that's going to be a little bit of a problem. It doesn't look like there's going to be any way of merging it. Their idea for merging it was simply just to cancel the old one, which I would say if you've got a subscription left, then you kind of want to use it. Maybe if you use Marvel Unlimited and you use a different ID, you know, maybe you want to just like wait until it. But then, of course, you're going to lose all of your books. It's not the best system, but I hope most people kind of get this sorted. I would say if you're having any issues, make sure you contact Disney directly through their help desk. You'll find it on all of their different official websites. Hopefully they can sort it out. This also might help as well get people more inclined when they go into Hulu, that you are now as part of a Disney experience. Some people I know on our Facebook group have been talking about the fact of, you know, they haven't seen all the Hulu content, even though they're subscribed to Hulu. Most of the times it turns out that they actually have two completely separate accounts with two different emails. So if you're doing that, you might want to just check, because eventually they're gonna be merging, but this is all part of it. Ultimately, I think this is good for a user convenience. I mean, for me personally, I use so many different Disney apps, so many different websites and stuff. This is just a lot easier, and you can manage all your settings and stuff in one website. So I think that's good. But just be aware if you do log in. I also think as well, this is going to be interesting to see how all this interconnects with the account sharing crackdown, which they're bringing in later this year. Because this kind of, again, setting up that you're using your Disney ID. When you log in, I had it this morning. It was asking for a security code to get in. I mean, this is nothing that's been abnormal, but again, it's just prompting you to get in there and, you know, just to make sure it's the right thing. So you might have a little bit of a higgledy-jiggledy to get in there. You can also set it to like kick everybody out of everything that's already logged in. You might not want to do that, but you might want to if you don't want somebody on there. Maybe your ex is in there and you've been trying to get rid of them. That's one way of doing it. So that's one thing. I think this is good overall. Again, just little changes and just bringing in different connections and stuff. Whether or not this is interconnected with abilities to create a profile so they can have a better idea of, for maybe advertisements. I mean, that's my kind of cynical mind going at the fact of, if they've got all this information, Chapek has talked about this in the past, that he kind of wanted all like one account and everything kind of cross going over, which would make sense, because if they know, for example, that I like to go on a Disney cruise, or I like to, you know, say, oh, you go to like Disneyland Paris, etc., you know, maybe want to put the ads more towards that or something like that. I think that might be one way of doing it. Don't know, might have nothing to do with it, but I'm just slightly skeptical of the fact of having a profile which kind of knows what you do, where you go, etc. But nevertheless, I think this is overall a good thing. But let us know what you think of the new My Disney experience when you're logging in to Disney Plus and other apps. Love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And I shall see you guys soon. Laters.